Stephen continues his discussion of effectiveness and family leadership by describing how we can improve the quality of our family relationships and create a happier home environment by making constant deposits into the emotional bank accounts of family members.
Now let's consider the relationships we have with each other. The metaphor I love to use is the emotional bank account. It's a metaphor that describes the amount of trust and confidence that's been built up in a relationship. It's the feeling of safeness you have with another human being, so that if you make deposits into the emotional bank account, little by little you build a reserve capacity, then your trust becomes higher and higher. You could even make mistakes, and the trust level, that emotional reserve, will compensate for it. But if, on the other hand, if you have a pattern of making what I call emotional bank account withdrawals, such as discourtesy, disrespect, breaking my commitments, eventually you get into an overdrawn emotional bank account. Or you may sometimes have a pretty good-sized emotional bank account, but then you make one huge mistake, one basic withdrawal that violates the deepest sense of your relationship. It could cause the whole emotional bank account to be overdrawn in one fell swoop. The trust gets very low then, and you have almost no flexibility. It's like walking on minefields. You have to be very careful about everything. You constantly are watching your backside. Everything you say, you have to measure every word. It's tension city all around the home, and many families literally are filled with it. Many marriages are filled with it.